Hi, I'm LC, and I'm a storyteller. I'm a passionate chemist who loves to explore and tell stories about how chemistry can change the world.
And I'm Danny, and I'm LC's spirited chemistry co-host. I love to bring high energy and positivity to my chemistry, but also my life. Welcome to the Farm to Table podcast. Okay, we're off to the races. Chem Twitter told us it takes 3 minutes to run a TLC, and so today we're bringing you 3 good minutes with Xiaoshen Ma. This week's TLC chat, which is a special sneak peek to the spring 2022 ACS, in which Xiaoshen is going to have a very interesting symposium that is titled Synthetic Advances Towards Novel Bicyclo 111 pentanes, also known as BCPs. But before we dive into the nuts and bolts of this symposium, we would love for Xiaoshen to tell us a little bit more about himself. Specifically, Xiaoshen, where are you from? How long have you been at Merck? And what do you do these days here?
Well, thank you for having me here, Danny and LC. So I was born and raised in Beijing, China. And after finishing college in Peking University, I came to the U.S. to pursue my PhD with Professor Seth Herzog at Yale University. I joined Merck right after graduating in 2018. So I've been here for about 3.5 years. I'm a medicinal chemist in the department department of discovery chemistry in Boston site, working on some oncology targets. And apart from pipeline contributions, I also enjoy working on some side projects. Yes, exactly.
So maybe this leads us right into the next question. What inspired you to organize a symposium on this topic?
Of course, yeah. So I think there is a growing interest in both the synthetic organic chemistry and medicinal chemistry communities about BCPs because of their unique reactivities and properties as bioisosteres for aryl groups. Especially in the past 5 years, I think there has been a pretty astonishing assortment of synthetic advances accessing these unprecedented BCP building blocks. So we believe that would be a great opportunity for us to organize this symposium and to communicate some of the recent publications and hopefully even some first disclosures. So in Boston, we've been working on BCPs in multiple programs. And, you know, on the side, I've also worked on some difluoro BCPs. So it's a good combination of my personal interest and the community's interest.
I think that work recently published, right? Your difluoro?
Right. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll be sure to published 3 or 4 papers on that.
Oh yeah, so we'll be sure to drop that in the comments so folks can follow up on your work. So kind of building upon Elsie's question, are there any specific speakers that you would like to plug?
Oh yeah, I think we have a great assortment of speakers. We have 5 in total, 2 from academia, Olivia Gary from Macmillan's lab, and Professor Tian Qin from UT Southwestern. We also have 3 industry speakers, including Dr. Russell Smith from AbbVie, our own Dr. Mike Ardolino, and Dr. Pavel Mikhailuk from Inamine. So the talk will be a hybrid of both in-person and virtual events. So we hope we'll get more details when we inch close to the event.
That's great. So what are you hoping the audience is going to walk away from, you know, after hearing the talks at the symposium?
Yeah, I do hope that the attendance will learn more about synthetic organic chemistry on these BCPs, because that will be a big chunk of the symposium, but also will include some real-world applications of these interesting fragments in real-world medicinal chemistry problems. So that's a good combination, I feel like. And for those attending in person, I would really like to meet them in person and network.
Oh, that's really cool. For one, cannot wait to go to that. So sign me up.
Thank you.
I'll be there. You sold it well. I think they're fascinating. Spirocyclic molecules. Enough business. Time to get to some fun. We're gonna do a rapid fire Q&A with you. I'm gonna set the timer for 1 minute. We're gonna see how many questions we can get through. Okay. So don't overthink it. Just go with your first gut. Okay. Are you ready? Okay. Timer set. We're rolling. What is your favorite reaction?
Suzuki.
Okay. What was your first job?
Merck.
Oh, very nice. If you could only have one of these for the rest of your life, what would it be? Pizza, coffee, or chocolate?
Chocolate.
Okay. And if you could take a trip anywhere, where would you go?
Finland.
Ooh, okay.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah, very.
All right. We're gonna switch gears, and these are like this or that, so you pick one of the two. Sodium sulfate or magnesium sulfate?
Sodium, always easy to filter.
Yes, I agree.
GRC or ACS meetings?
Ooh, ACS. I'll have to say that.
Mac or PC?
I like both, but I prefer Mac for presentation.
All right. For a workup, ethyl acetate or dichloromethane?
DCM.
Do you call it JOC or JOC?
JOC, of course.
Okay.
Are you a POCL3 or a POCL3?
POCL3.
And DIPA or DIPA?
DIPA.
You would be surprised people say DIPA.
Really? I've heard DIP before.
Oh, hey, that's a new one. We could add that to the list. Thank you for giving that to us. Okay, well, we're out of time, but we've really enjoyed having you on to promote your symposium. We hope to have you on to maybe talk about some of your BCP work, maybe as like a follow-up.
And that'd be great.
Yeah, sounds good. Take care, and looking forward to your event.
Of course. Stay safe.